Isn't it interesting how the city of Marquette, Negaunee, Ishpeming, all right now in city manager searches? I mean, they're not related in any way, shape, or form, but I was just noticing that's kind of interesting to have three communities this close together all kind of in the same boat right now.
It is. I don't think it's happened before, at least not like this, but we're plodding along. We're right in the middle of our search, and hopefully things will look up.
Now, you had actually done something interesting the city did in actually looking for the community's input on the city manager. How did that wind up going?
Well, it's all about the type of process we're using, which has not been done before, and we could spend a whole hour talking about this type of process, but it allowed input from different citizens. We took input from our department heads, from our union officials, and of course from the commissioners, and kind of formed exactly the ideal candidate that we're looking for, and then we're basing our search around that criteria.
When you put the search out, I mean, what's the process for that? I mean, we, you know, when we're looking for an employee here, we have certain ways of going about it. What are the channels that you go for? How do you look for a city manager?
Well, there's certainly publications, you know, national and international publications that are out there that you advertise in. You know, of course, you got to advertise in the local paper, but there's trade journals that we advertise in. And for instance, if Walt was going to apply for the job, he would be directed to call our HR department and given a website and a password to actually go in, log in, and fill out a questionnaire. And that's our pre-screening where we start. And, you know, something interesting is last time we looked for a city manager, we only had a handful of candidates. But at that time, the city was in turmoil, if everyone recalls the recall, if everyone recalls the recall.
Isn't the English language fun?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a bad word.
Yeah.
We only had a handful of candidates. As of last Friday morning, we had 50 applicants, and we're open until this coming Friday evening is when the deadline stops. So we had 50 as of last week. So.
One of the things that I found interesting in this search is you kind of ask the public for some input. I know you may have touched on that already, but in terms of doing that, it obviously helps give you some idea of what the public wants. Is that a response to those things that had happened in the past, of some of those things, or you've just increased transparency in general?
That's exactly what we've tried to do. We've tried to, you know, be open and available and listen to the public. You know, that's who we work for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the decisions we make, we have to make kind of amongst the seven of us. But whenever we can, we try to open it up. And we had a handful of people respond, not a lot, but a handful. And actually, two respond with some very positive ideas. So,
well, let me ask you this. I mean, you got 50 respondents so far, 50 applications here. What does that tell you about the perception of the community now when you take a look? Because I'm sure these candidates are not just from the state. You're looking at people from all over the country right now. What does that tell you about the perception that's been from, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago to today?
Well, I'll tell you, you guys won't find a bigger cheerleader for the city of Marquette than me, so you're probably asking the wrong person.
So, Walt, what does that
objective
tell you? But,
well, actually, what it does, seriously, if you mention that there's 50 people that have put their hat in the ring that want to be the city manager for Marquette, it seems to me that that is showing the city in a very positive light, that they either feel that it has a strong economic future, it's a good place to live, or all of that, all of those factors.
It's all of that. We're nationally, certainly statewide, we're known, but even nationally, we're, you know, award after award. This coming Wednesday, we're unveiling another national award that the city's won. People are aware of that. Economically, we're hanging on in terms of this recession. You know, for instance, I don't know if you guys saw the stat, top 25 real estate markets for 2010. We're number 12 in the nation. Those kind of things people are aware of, and I think it speaks highly. Plus the quality of life. You know, we're a place people want to live.
Well, it's one of those things that if you're doing background research and you Google Marquette, you're obviously coming up with a little more positive stuff than negative stuff.
Correct.
Seriously.
Correct.
We're joined by Marquette Mayor John Kiebel here this morning. And I made the comment actually to my wife the other day. I said, have you noticed we haven't seen as many plows? It's because it hasn't been snowing a whole lot lately here. What's the winter been like so far when you take a look at the street budgets and things like that. Have we gotten off kind of light so far this year? It seems like it.
Well, yes and no. If you recall, we had that stretch where we had snow like 10 days in a row. You know, every year it seems like things even out. We budget a certain amount. If you remember, it didn't snow for the longest time, and everyone would say, oh, boy, you'll get off light. We'll wait to the end. Everything seems to even out in the end.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We're on pace, and we're not short of money, I guess, in that fund, which is good.
You're just trying to keep them open as best as you can, though, too. I mean, to manage it within reason. And also, when you get to that point where it's snowing every night, maybe there's one night or one day you kind of let it go a little bit because you're trying to be relatively responsible with the money as well.
You have to be. And you know, that brings up another point. We read in the newspaper, and there was talk about the bike paths being plowed ahead of the streets, and not necessarily the case. You have to keep in mind there are different pieces of equipment. You wouldn't plow your street with the small unit that plows the bike path, and it's done by different crews. And once in a while, that crew will get done before the street crew. Makes sense. There's a lot more streets than there are bike paths.
And you certainly don't want to use the big rig for the street on the bike path because there'd be no more bike path.
Exactly. So, you know, the priority without question is streets.
Right.
Well, on that issue of streets, there has been some discussion of a tough season on Lakeshore Boulevard in particular. What's the latest with that?
Well, you know, Lake Superior does what it wants when it wants, yeah, as we all know. And it's been hard on that stretch of Lakeshore Boulevard. We're going to try to get in and do some repairs. If we can do that and bring it up to at least a safe standard, then we'll keep it open. If not, we'll probably look at closing it until the spring. The long-term plan has always been to move that road a little farther inland. But, of course, we have the Cliff Dow property there, and we can't move the road until we've got that area cleaned up.
But that's also something you're working on. Is there any movement with that?
There is. Right now, we're just, I guess, working on a plan as to how we're going to tackle it. We're also looking at who's going to pay for it, if there's grant money available. We don't want to commit to doing anything until we exhaust every means of getting money. It's you don't budget something, fund it, and then go ask for grants because you don't get them.
Right.
So,
well, real quick, I mean, for those that don't know, and there is some confusion out there, the property is contaminated with what? There's a myriad of things that are actually in that ground that are causing the problems.
Yeah, primarily things like creosote, wood deposits, things like that. I don't think there's a lot of heavy metals, but a lot of creosote is essentially it, and it is a mess. I mean, it's a problem that I guess looking back at the time, I don't think I would have said yes to buying that for a dollar. I don't know what part of that sounded like a bargain, but here we're left holding the bag.
You know, so. You are where you are. Yeah. And you kind of play. You got to play with the cards you got in your hand, and that's just unfortunately one of them right now.
Well, just kind of to wrap up, as we started the our discussions off this morning with the city manager's search, now you've got a handful of candidates, and then you start sort of the process of paring those down, and probably no real time frame. It'll take what it takes, right?
Well, we do have a time frame. Mm-hmm. Our time frame was within 90 days of when the previous city manager left, so we're on pace for that. I would think that by mid-March we'll be there. We definitely do have a timeline, and we're certainly within that, but we're looking forward. Like we alluded, we have, you know, 50 applicants as of last week. We're going to get some real quality people, and this is our opportunity, I think, to hit it out of the park. We have a chance to really get some high octane horsepower, and I think we're going to do that. So,
Marquette Mayor John Kiebla with us this morning. We'll drag him kicking and screaming back in here from time to time as best we can, get you updated what's going on. Have yourself a wonderful day. We appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
John Kiebla again with us here this morning. We will update your forecast here in a couple of moments. And we're not done yet. We've got more company, more fun. We've also got Main Street Monday lined up on the program. It never ends. Always in motion. Mark and Walt in the morning. Sunny 101.9.